Andrew Stanton, you've been in the Telegraph recently on a number of occasions, and in one article you said that Countrywide, or in fact any agent, as failure to embrace prop tech will actually be detrimental and financially wounding to them. What did you mean by that? Talk to me.
Yeah, recently I said estate agents who don't use technology will become dinosaurs. And a lot of people have said to me, oh, that's terrible. Surely you can run an agency without technology. I don't think you can, just as you can't run any business. There seems to be this big thing. We use this word prop tech and everyone gets uptight. They go prop tech. I mean, it's property technology. And I'm sure that if I was in the marine world, I would have technology to run my business, or if I was sailing boats, I'd be using technology. And in fact, you have a situation where Countrywide has 10,000 people sitting in it. It's a great big animal, and it needs to be efficient. And if it had a digital transformation taking place throughout it, they could cut down a lot of costs, be a much more flexible, agile, dare I say, dinosaur, and be profitable. And small business, one branch agency, the owner can take the path that, okay, I'll do it how I used to do it in the 90s and the 80s. I can go out and I can spend Monday afternoon putting leaflets through the doors, or my staff can, my team can, or those processes can be automated. We can get companies to do that for us, select properties that are on the market, that are going to come on the market, that artificial intelligence can tell us that property is likely to come to the market. And then they can be using their time to sell and to take property to the market.
It's interesting you say about prop tech, but there's not much prop tech that actually helps the agents with the top of the funnel, which is bringing new properties into them, whilst there's plenty that try and sort out the bit in between.
No, I disagree. There are lots of companies, well, increasing companies, who are now realising what agents need is stock. And indeed, when people come to me and they say, my business is failing, I said, no, your ability to get property on the market is failing. And they say, well, I can go and try and steal my neighbouring agent stock, because obviously most agents sell one in two, so there's a bit there that you can take and sell. But technology can help agents find stock that has been on the market and indeed is coming to the market. And that is extremely useful. The problem is there isn't a CRM software operating system that has all the bits in it. And there's a real need for
Doesn't the new Reapit thing interest you?
Yeah, Reapit's great. And I don't work for them. No placement here. Gary Barker, he understands it. He understands that there's going to be a lot more new gadgets coming out. There's going to be a lot more software, and he's got a platform that's going to scoop all that up, like an app store inside Reapit, and he's going to make sure that those apps can talk to his CRM.
Do you think the issue, the decline of a state agency, came about through CRMs and the losing of hot boxes and the personality types, because that's been said on a few forums in the last few weeks?
Well, it's very, very interesting. The last corporate I worked for was Sequence, which is, you know, Sequence and Connells, owned by the Skipton Beyond Society. And I had a very enlightened area manager, and he looked after 13 offices and he made multi-million profit. And although there were computers, his view was, don't want them on the computers, rather than have a hot box with applicants in that they will look at and talk to. And I've got to be honest, there is a lot to be said for that. I think you can spend an awful lot of time, just as I spend, seems to be days on LinkedIn, where am I doing the work? So there has to be a balance. Simon Shinrock actually recently said, you don't need all this prop tech stuff, and I said, yeah, Simon Shinrock, you're an exceptional estate agent, and I'm sure that if you had a bit of paper, your mobile, and we dropped you anywhere, within 2 years you'd be dominant agent because you're that kind of guy. But here's the rub. If you've got systems running in all your branches and they're automated and we can replicate what you do, you can make an awful lot more money because you can run one branch and make tons of money, but you can't build that model out.
Do you think it's the lack of systems and processes that most estate agents are not very good because they're very much better with people than systems?
Well, I think two things. I think one is there are too many processes. Talking about Yorkies who've worked out that there's a company, they're a prop tech company, they worked out that someone reserves a new home and exchanges on it. There's 216 processes that go on in there, and they're going, well, that's nonsense. Lots of replication, just basic stuff. So identification of the person, that person has got to be identified to the agent, to the solicitor, to the mortgage broker, to lots of other different parties. They're saying, okay, we've got that information and we're going to drop that information into these other stakeholders. And just by doing that, that speeds the process up by 3 weeks. So I think, are there too many processes? I think if we let the computers do the processes, and that'll help with compliance, and that'll help with lots of other things as well, then the humans can get on with the selling side of it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chris.